We're talking with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, we're down to the end of the mail-in ballot period. We're getting ready to get into, gearing up for November 1st and an actual in-person balloting for the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff. OCA has kind of been the lead in advocating for a yes vote. We've had some challenges. We've had some folks actually kind of get up and kind of start talking negative about what this thing might be all about. I don't know if all the information is correct or not, but it seems like a lot of accusations flying around.
It really is. It's discouraging in this industry. You're right. OCA, our membership, is very supportive of the concept of the checkoff. We need to promote beef to our consumers. They want to know how it's produced, where it's produced, who produces it, all those types of things, as well as the nutrition of beef. Is it safe? Is it nutritious for my family? And so forth. No one's telling them that but us. And so it's just vital that we do that. That's why, as a membership organization, we're very supportive of this process. So we're encouraging producers, consider voting yes. We encourage you to vote yes so we can continue to education and, if you'll let me use the pun, to beef up our education efforts to do so. It has been discouraging to see some outside state entities have come into Oklahoma and are challenging us on our process. They're challenging who can vote. They're saying that, yes, you may be able to pay that you would be required to pay the checkoff, but you shouldn't be able to vote. Specifically 4-H and FFA members. They're also saying, well, you shouldn't have signed the petition process. And state law is very clear. If you will pay the checkoff, you're eligible to participate in the program. And by the way, we've talked about earlier that is all in every checkoff has been that way. And so why they've chosen Oklahoma to come and challenge, I can only make a guess, but we're disappointed that especially beef organizations would come and challenge us in this process. Out-of-state beef organizations come and challenge us when Oklahoma producers are the ones that signed the petition calling for a referendum, an opportunity to vote. That's where we're at.
I know that, you know, the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff advocacy group that's kind of spun off of OCA and some of the other supporters, they've kind of shared that we've got a lot of entities, a lot of state organizations that are publicly saying, yeah, we need this checkoff.
Absolutely. If you look at who has policy in place, those that are policy organizations, as well as those other membership organizations, there is a long list of supporters. American Farmers and Ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, the Oklahoma Cattle Women's Association, the Oklahoma Dairy Producers Association, they have all come on board and said, we are supportive of this process. We have policy in place, our members' policy in place that says we support this process. If you look then at even some of the other organizations that are youth-oriented, Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association, the Oklahoma Club Calf Association has come out in support as well. Youth organizations say, this is important to our industry that we be involved in this. Then if you go over to the Breeds Association side, many of our Oklahoma breed associations have come on board as well. Angus, Hereford, Brangus, Simmental, Maine on Jew, and many others. I apologize if I missed someone, but many others have come on board saying, as a membership organization, we understand the importance of promoting our product, and we want to be supportive of this. So, again, a long list of organizations supportive. If you look at the other side, the list of organizations that are in opposition, so far they're all out of state organizations. They're not Oklahoma entities. And so that makes us wonder why. And then Chief, one of the top organizations in opposition is the Humane Society of the United States, an animal rights organization. Tells me they must understand that our beef checkoff program is successful in educating consumers about our products so that they keep purchasing it, whereas we know animal rights groups like HSUS don't want consumers to eat beef, which is detrimental to our industry. So, you know, if they're against it, it must be something pretty good for us in our industry.
One of the concerns being raised by those that are against it, those out of state groups, they've kind of thrown that embezzlement card into play. I know that OCA and a lot of our other ag groups have really been working closely with the board of directors of the Oklahoma Beef Council through this whole process. You've got someone actually on that council board representing OCA. Are you satisfied that they've responded to this bad situation?
Ron, I really appreciate you bringing that up, and I sincerely do. I think it's important that we talk about the embezzlement, but we talk about it from a factual standpoint. The embezzlement took place over a period of time, several years, as a matter of fact. A large sum of money was stolen, and that's key. A thief committed this act. A thief came in and committed this act. That thief was discovered. That thief has been purged out of the association, out of the entity, if you will. She's been fired. And then there's processes in place to make sure justice is done, both the criminal as well as the civil side. Those processes go way too slow. We're frustrated by that, but that's not unique to this case. That's just about any case as we understand it. So we'd love for that to go faster, to achieve justice quicker, but that's out of our hands. Then the internal processes that the Beef Council have adopted to make sure this process hasn't and will not happen again have been very robust. So robust, Ron, I would tell you, as I learned what their processes were, I said, I want to adopt a few of these in internally at OCA because I'm impressed at how well they are to make sure that the integrity of the fund management, the internal policies, is good. It's been very, very good in that sense. I think Weston Givens, our president, really put it well. There's some real strong analogy. He said, you know, I've got out in my barn a refrigerator where I keep my vaccine for my cattle. And if I were to discover that one of my employees was stealing some of my vaccine, what would I do? Would I sell my refrigerator and never vaccinate my cattle again because I don't want to be exposed to theft? Well, no, he wouldn't do that. He would fire the employee. He would put a lock on the refrigerator, and he might even institute an inventory keeping system, a clipboard on the front of the refrigerator or something. The point is he would adopt policies to make sure it never happened again. He would purge out the thief, but he would continue to vaccinate his cattle because he knows how important it is. The Beef Council has purged out the thief. They've created a process by which hopefully, and the Lord willing, it'll never happen again. And we have to keep promoting our product. Let's roll up our sleeves and move forward. They've done that. We're confident about that. And that's why we want to continue to move forward. And we want to encourage producers to vote yes.